welcome back to the Nutramedic Report. Of course, the series on Showtime with Oliver Stone is quite telling in terms of what the real issue is with Putin. The latest thing is, for five times since May, America has bombed pro-Assad troops. That, damned well, is not acceptable, Mr. Trump, and you better damn well stop it. Number two, shooting down a Syrian jet over space when you have a deconfliction phone line is not acceptable either. And then shooting down an Iranian drone who's trying to fight ISIS with us is again not acceptable. So whatever you're doing there, stop it. If you think you're going to start putting more troops into Syria and you're going to get away with it, with Russia and Iran, you're delusional. Stop it. If you want to negotiate with Russia to get rid of ISIS, that's what your goal should be, not side goals of what's going to happen later on when you do regime change. So, Mr. Trump, this is a message to you from me. Stop doing foolish policies pushed by people inside your inner circle that are insane. Stop it. Don't lie to us, the public. We're not stupid. We know what's going on. The next story I think I want to cover is the latest on the Obamacare. And there's a number of issues. The four major issues are kind of brewing in the Senate. They're going to try to ram it through, even if they do get it through by 50 votes, which is a stretch. Here's the problem. There's four major issues when it goes back to the House. It's virtually impossible to get all of the cats herded in one direction in the House once this goes back, now it's changed, to make it even more unpalatable for the Republicans. Now, if they don't pass it, here's the consequences. More people are going to die due to Obamacare because it's killing people now. More people are going to lose insurance and not be able to afford it. More people are going to get enraged, like these town hall meetings. And I can guarantee you, you will lose the midterm elections next year, and you will be impeached and swept from office, if not, with all the craziness going on, attempted assassinations. I don't know why you haven't fired all these people in the government that are embedded Obama, seditious monsters. I don't know why you haven't fired Mueller or Rosenstein. I don't know why you have to tolerate opinions from even your daughter and Kushner regarding things such as shooting at the Syrians and arguing that they actually gassed their own citizens. I am getting a little bit stretched here in terms of your policies. Stop listening to people that are going to put us all in grave danger. And if our Navy tries to engage the Russians, our Navy is going to the bottom. General Mattis's statements, which is probably one of the most honest people in your cabinet, said that the Obama rollback of support for the military in all branches makes us completely incapable of responding to a conflict with Russia or any other country. And then we're talking about North Korea. Why has China not done things? Because we haven't put it to China that we're going to cut off trade. If we decided to cut off trade with China, which we can do in a minute, then China would immediately cut off trade with North Korea, and we wouldn't have to fire one bullet or put the people in South Korea in grave danger of a missile attack from thousands of tube rockets. So we have a choice. Do we want to fix this problem, or do we want to continue playing around with it until it blows up in our face? And when you look at missile defense, that game they played from the Marshall Islands cost $480 million to do one missile attack when their success rate with that missile to hit a missile is only 40%. That's not acceptable. And so if you think that the clock is ticking in North Korea, it's ticking on your presidency, Donald Trump. You need to get back on your agenda. You need to fire Mueller and these other people and forget the media. You need to start de-licensing them. FCC licenses for CNN, MSNBC need to be pulled. You need to pull the license for these newspapers that continually do seditious attacks and try to do... And these people like this guy, playwright that wrote this play to try to assassinate you, he needs to be in jail. Why? Why are we tolerating this? So get on the stick. Don't be less aggressive. Be far more aggressive at dealing with this. Then we can start talking to issues. And if you have moderate Democrats that actually want a dialogue, we can heal and fix Obamacare. It's actually much better probably to fix it than to try to see if in one fell swoop we can kind of repeal it. It's not going to happen. I can tell you right now with the Republicans in the Senate, even if they pass this, there's four major areas that they have problems with that are not going to be working well. Those four main areas are going to really paralyze things. And if you think that this is not the only problem Trump has to deal with, we've got the corporate debt that's up to $14 trillion plus that could blow up this summer. The banks don't want him there. The globalists don't want him there. The Democrats don't want him there. The nations of the earth are literally writhing that Donald Trump is there because he's a symbol of populism spreading across the globe, not only to Europe but other countries. And they're in agony. They're in satanic agony. And I don't know if we have Pete or Jim Deal now. Pete and Jim, are you there?
We're here.
Yeah, I'm here.
I honestly think that Trump had better watch it. He's got economic landmines laying in front of him. He's got geopolitical landmines. And to be honest with you, he's soft-soaping and playing with these issues. You know, he's far better than Obama. Obama was disgusting. I mean, I retch every time I saw the man. But I can tell you, Trump better get on the stick and start firing people, including Mueller and Rosenstein. He better get on the stick dealing with getting the Republicans together to fix Obamacare rather than trying to repeal it. It's not going to happen. Between these crazy Senate Republicans and the House Republicans, they are going to kill this bill. And when they do, they're going to kill his government. And if we get a demon rat in there, that's what we call the Democrats, they are going to totally wreck America and it'll break up in a civil war. That's just the facts. You don't want to hear it, but like, think of me as a trauma surgeon walking into the operating room with a bunch of people with multiple trauma from a car accident. They're all bleeding. We have to decide who we have to treat first so they don't die. And this is like a triage case. And Trump better start triaging quickly because things are going to blow up. In fact, they're even talking about getting rid of their August recess. Well, just do it. Get not only a reasonable replacement for Obamacare passed this next week and get it back to the House. And you maniacs better damn well pass this. Because if you don't, it's the end of the Republican control. And they will, if they can't assassinate Donald Trump, which, by the way, everything they say they want nutballs out there to do it. You know, from Kathy Griffin to this other crazy that almost killed Scalise. And I'm as a trauma doctor. I can tell you, the fact that he survived is a miracle. When you got a multi-fractured bullet fragments, hundreds of them, in the pelvis where you can literally bleed to death from one or two minor venous lacerations, and they have to keep going back into him. It's a miracle that the man's surviving. So I'm not going to tolerate this anymore, and that includes Trump. Get on the stick, get this done, because the whole country's going to blow up. And if America blows up, especially our policies with Russia, we could precipitate a thermonuclear exchange as early as next week if we don't smarten up. And then financially, we're on the teetering edge with Brexit. They're negotiating right now, and the Europeans are acting like they got all the cards. It's crazy, isn't it? What do you think, James? When you see the Europeans, these people are arrogant son of a bitches, aren't they?
Well, I've been so out of the loop for so long, I haven't tracked. I mean, I'm vaguely familiar with some of the stuff.
Let me fill you in on what's going on. They met for the first time yesterday, and the British obviously are taking a properly hard stance, but they want to get out of the European Union, but they want to be able to trade without tariffs and all the other things. That's reasonable. The Europeans are basically saying, we want control of your economy. We want control of the people that can come into your country, including Muslims. We want control of everything. But you can still have a kind of a pseudo-Brexit. They call it a soft Brexit. That's BS. The Brits are smart enough to know that, thank God they kept their pound sterling. They need to have a trade system where they don't have tariffs, but they can trade with Europeans. Otherwise, Europe is going to start dying. And the populism sweeping there, people don't realize how populism also can have economic consequences because bankers want to pull the world economy if they can't have total control. That's what's really going on, isn't it? That's why they want monopolar world run by the U.S., by the Federal Reserve, which is based in Europe, not here. The Federal Reserve system is European. We only have one out of six banks that's on the Federal Reserve board. That's the Bank of New York. All the Federal Reserve banks in America are not on that board. Most people don't know that, do they? No. And 90% of the world currency is in U.S. dollars, so the Europeans want to control America, and if they can't, if Trump decides to put in Glass-Steagall, get rid of Dodd-Frank, and back the dollar with gold, they are freaking, because they know that ultimately America will take control. And if he doesn't start taking control of the debt, which is going to eat us alive, we're finished. And people don't get it. And these crazy Democrats, like I called Santa Claus, wants to just give everybody free stuff without controlling costs. He's a nut. You know, I don't care if he's a doctor. And yes, you want to have healthcare at reasonable costs, but you don't have a plan to control the costs when you do it. You're out of your mind. And the guy in Britain that they lost a lot of seats to, this character is also a full-forced Islamic Islamo-fascist, and a maniac and a totally anti-American. So if Theresa May, who has zero personality and no strategic planning, fails to get this Brexit done properly, and these crazy Labour people come in with this communist pro-Islamic maniac, we're going to have some rough times, because with our relations with Europe going down the toilet, our relations with Britain teetering on whether Theresa May can actually maintain power, and the world economy on a teetering edge of disaster between the corporate debt and midterm elections coming. And these people on the left, including Democrats, don't care. They'd rather have Donald Trump fail and the whole economy go down the toilet. They don't give a damn. I don't care if America fails. I just want Trump out of there. That's their attitude. It's nuts, isn't it?
Well, you know, what I have been following, which I think more and more I'm coming to believe is really tied into all that's going on, and that is this whole sex trafficking network that has, I think, has many, many people at high levels compromised. And I think there's evidence that Trump is really taking action, the Department of Justice is taking action, they're continuing to move, they're rounding up the lower level people to squeeze the higher level people, and they're setting everything up. And they see it coming. Media is not talking about it, but I mean, I think they're in a panic. I've never seen the media go so over the top in how the stuff that they're fabricating, the lies that they're going on. I mean, it's like, you know, if you just lie long enough and hard enough, people will start buying it. And of course, some do. But
well, most Americans, to be honest with you, will look at the top millimeter of news. They don't delve into it at all. They don't really care about the consequences of making a decision because they think it's, well, it's my decision. No. If we corporately, a number of us, decide to do something stupid, we all die. Our economy dies, our country blows up. And right now we're very vulnerable. Our military is not capable of engaging. Our economy is teetering. Our trade deals are crazy. Trump's trying to fix everything by executive orders and passing lots of legislation in little pieces, and he has done a lot. But the fact is, his major agenda is not there. Tax reform and Obamacare gone. I call it Obamanation care.
What do you think? Right. Well, I mean, there's no question he's not getting any help from anybody. I mean, he's flying solo. All the people that he thinks are friends are apparently compromised a lot more than we thought they were.
Well, look at McCain. You found out that McCain's foundation is funded by Soros. Big surprise.
Not surprised. And, of course, Kushner has ties to Soros, too, from what I've seen. So, you know, so there's some really, really weird, funky stuff going on. And, you know, humans are humans. They're limited. They can't see everything. They don't know everything. They're easily manipulated more than they like to admit. I don't think Trump's beyond that himself. He's a human being, too, though he's obviously a hard-nosed businessman. But He's pretty much by himself. I don't see anybody in there that's really
Steve Bannon's trying to keep some control, but there's too many forces pushing on him, from his daughter to God knows anybody in there, all those 37 Jesuit-linked members of his cabinet and other people.
Which, you know, yeah, which really brings me to the place I've come to in all this is I'm just praying a lot harder because it's going to ultimately have to be God that delivers this country. It's not going to be any one man or anything. But
well, I've had a couple of experts on. Mark Taylor, the Trump prophecies, he'll be back on. He's very busy this week, but I'll probably get him on soon. And he was on last Friday. Where I see the country going is, number one, if Trump gets health care and taxes through, the call and the attempts to try to assassinate him will increase dramatically. If they do manage to drop the ball on health care, they'll lose the midterm elections and Trump will be taken out of power and impeached. If we have a replacement with a demon rat, because that's what they are, America will become the beast, nation of revelation. And we'll use all our military and strategic and other power to crush every other nation on the planet, to follow our financial system, including Europe and Russia and China. And we'll use our military force, even if it puts us all in grave danger of a thermonuclear war. So people have to understand what's coming is either America repents, supports Trump, and gets Trump back on track. Because when Trump starts allowing his military to attack Syria, and five times since May bomb the pro-Assad troops on the ground and shoot down a Syrian jet, and then hit an Iranian drone, all trying ISIS, That's because they want to strengthen ISIS. They want to make sure a post, quote, a war situation, they can depose Assad. Who are they going to put in place? Probably ISIS or some other bunch of maniacs that are right on the border of Jordan and Israel. Trump's policies right now are led by people inside his own government that are crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to support him just because he's Trump. You know?
No, absolutely not. No, he needs to know that, you know, the people are not happy. The people that voted him in the office want him to follow through with what he said he's going to do. Granted, he's got a lot of obstacles, but, I mean, you know.
He can solve a lot of these things first off. He can clean out his own house at the White House. There's obviously people inside the White House leaking. The leakers inside the government he should fire. The licenses for the FCC, licenses for CNN and MSNBC, let them have a fit. Pull a damn license and they won't be able to talk anymore. Don't allow them to have questions at some kind of scrum with Keith Spicer. Put an end to this dialogue of devilishness. Anybody who makes a seditious comment like Kathy Griffin gets clapped in leg irons, paraded before the cameras, and hauled off to prison permanently.
Yeah.
Why is this not happening? Damn it. If I was president, let me tell you, there'd be some sparks flying, Manny. I'll tell you, they'd be terrified of the next move I'd make.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, people are going to scream that he's a dictator and a tyrant, but they're doing that already. So what does it matter? You know, he might as well just drop the hammer. So, it's interesting.
I'm not sure. He's protecting his rights. I had an argument yesterday with this idiot attorney, Andrew Shatkin, who had terrible, what we call radio presence, always go, all the way through my talk. But I've had him on a few times, and I've had to literally pose the legal questions because I'm like half a lawyer. I've taken courses in law at Stony Brook Legal Center, the American Board of Independent Medical Examiners, et cetera, et cetera. The pro se leading course with Dr. Fred Graves. When I look at the civics class issues of judicial activism, he tried to defend judicial activism, and I had to do a legal dissection of him on air and kick him off, and he's not coming back. Now, I want people to understand this. Dr. Deagle is not nice. The word nice should not be within 1,000 miles of Deagle. By nice, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you so you like me. And if you do stuff, you on air, off air, whatever, that's bad, there's going to be grisly consequences. So we have to understand this. And this, by the way, goes for Trump, too. Get back on track. Don't listen to idiots in your government. If they're bad, fire them. For example, why is Mueller still there when he's buddies with Comey? And here's Rosenstein allowing this commission to still continue. After Rosenstein wrote an article to fire Comey, and Comey leaks things out to start the commission that hires his buddy Mueller. I mean, really? Are you kidding me that this is continuing? Why has Trump not fired all of them, Rosenstein and Mueller? What's up? I mean, I don't put this on anybody, the Democrats. This is on Trump. Damn it, buddy. Get your act together. Fire these guys.
Yeah.
Damn the, as they say, damn the, you know, if you're in the Navy, you know. Charge ahead, you know. Let's just do this.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's got to know that his life's in danger anyway, so I don't know if anything he does is going to change any of that, you know, because that would be the only other thing I would think of that might be what's causing him to not take bolder action, but I don't think
I don't buy that at all. I think he already knows that they got a bullet with his name on the side of it. When they have Kathy Griffin cutting his head off, and they have this play, Julius Caesar in the park that has a guy that look like him, and they're stabbing him to death. I think anybody involved with this play needs to go to jail. If they start jailing these gay maniacs, including Black Lives Matter and these other maniac groups, things would quiet down.
Mm-hmm.
You grab them, put them in leg irons, and stick them in civil detention permanently. Not temporarily, not because you're going to get, you know, day passes, another crap. You're gone. This is a war. A war against Islam, a war against what we call leftist globalist terrorism. That's what it is, seditious terrorism. And even the banks with this debt bomb that's hanging over us by the summer Damocles sword. That's why people don't get involved with Karabars. You're not just dumb. You're galactically stupid. Because believe me, when the money blows up, you're not going to have any.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch, but it wasn't because I didn't know enough. Back.
So this is my words to Trump. I think you're a fantastic president. I'm praying for you to become a real live boy, like they call Pinocchio, a real life Christian, completely, instead of just a high level Mason that wants to do good. I want you to not be influenced by Jesuits and other maniacs and devils, including even your family that so-called loves you, like Ivanka calling for a missile attack against Syria because she thinks that he's killed children with Assad has killed children. The eye doctor with a British wife has killed children with chemical weapons. She needs to shut the hell up.
She's drinking somebody's Kool-Aid.
Yeah, she needs to shut the hell up, and so does Kushner. They're good at business. They need to shut up and stop trying to interfere with the president's operation. What they're on the campaign right now, trying to get these 6 million jobs for people that have technical training, that's great. But when you start to influence a president on policy that can put all of us in danger, if you think engaging the Russians in a thermonuclear war or even a naval war in the Middle East is a smart thing, you're an idiot. Russia and us, in a sense, should be geopolitically fused against the world, not enemies. This is craziness what we're doing. And so financially, and the reason why I went through that tirade is we have minefields everywhere. the chances that your money is going to be worth anything in 2 years is pretty damn close to zip. Which means if you don't get into carrot bars, and we've been doing this for about over a year now, a year and a half, I think. If you don't get in carrot bars, which is really easy, don't buy a latte a day, and you're going to get 2 grams of gold a month. You just convince two people. Get them to convince two people. In a year, you'll have 1,000-plus people, 1,024, if you look at the binary amplification 2 to the power of 12. If you just consistently spend an hour a day, 4 to 5 days a week, and make lists and help the people downline make lists, expose them to the gold saving plan. It's like a club. And we don't have to yet, you know, say we're going to use this currency, but we have K-Exchange, etc. I'm even looking at the idea of marrying it with Etheria or some other electronic system. So you have carrot bars in Etheria, which is a much better system than Bitcoin. But I can tell you, if you stay stuck in the dollar or any other currency on Earth, you're going to get screwed and tattooed, as they say in the military.
Well, you know that you can acquire carrot bars with cryptocurrency now. I haven't had a chance to dig into it. It was something that was announced while I was away, and I had no phone or internet the whole time virtually, so I haven't been able to follow up with it.
Well, my techie friends are talking to me about making a special amalgam between Etheria, which is the best of the positive things about Bitcoin, and carrot bars. The only thing right now is if you're not in carrot bars, you can't use K-Exchange. And it turns out that Amazon and major corporations around the country are going to be using cryptocurrencies as a means of buying and selling and ordering products online.
Yep.
That means that if you're going to see a marriage between cryptocurrencies and something that's real like gold, that is a marriage made in heaven, and it could be very powerful, but you got to be in carrot bars. You got to have something that ultimately could be physical, even if you have a means of exchange so you can buy and sell it with other stuff. I mean, the other stuff is okay, but ultimately you want to hold something physically in your hand that's actually of intrinsic value that can't be changed because of an algorithm change or somebody hacks it or whatever. Because remember, a few years ago, there were some hacks into some cryptocurrencies. There's over 100 of them now, by the way, all over the world.
There's a bunch of them. They're everywhere.
So what do you think, Pete? Do you think this is... I think we're on the edge of an economic catastrophe. I think the first Jenga stick is going to be pulled this summer, especially if Trump gets the vote for the repeal Obamacare bill through the Senate. Not though it's going to get really easy rides through the House. And if he gets his tax reform bill in, the left is going to get more enraged, and they're going to put more pressure to try to assassinate him. He better have good security, because let me tell you, they have multiple nutballs out there more than willing to die to kill Trump.
Yeah. I honestly believe that that the card he's working on playing the hardest is going after the pedophiles, which will go all the way up to the highest levels of government. Because once he blows that lid off and he gets an airtight case that can't be overturned in any way, then he will have cleaned house, and then he'll be able to do what he wants to do.
You know why there's pedophiles, right? The CIA Mossad operation has been for 60 years.
Well, I know that they handpick people that are compromised. I mean, that's...
Well, there's
three
reasons why they do it. They compromise them so they can control them. They sear their conscience, so they have no conscience. And thirdly, they're demonically possessed by this power. Okay, so that's why the pedogate, so to speak. Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages. Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Are we human, or are we dancer? My sign is vital, my hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human, or are we dancer?
Well, Pete, I want you to summarize what you think we're kind of trying to bring out in that first two segments. What do you think is happening and going to happen in America? Because to me, the lines are actually pretty clear. The chances that Trump is going to get the Obamacare repealed and replaced by the fall is slim to none. The chances he'll get tax reform is pretty good. The chances that they'll try to assassinate him is almost a certainty. And the chances that if he doesn't get Obamacare repealed and replaced, he'll lose enough seats in the Senate and the House that he'll be impeached in 2019, and the last 2 years of his presidency will be useless. That's what I see coming if he doesn't take action in ways, and that's mainly the Republican Party in the Senate and the Congress. The rulemaking changes need to be made in the Senate, so it's not by what we call reconciliation to get all bills done. This is stupid. It's a situation such as and the fact that there's Republicans running in different directions that won't support any bill to get it through means that you're going to commit Republican suicide and end up ending the Republican control of the presidency, the House, and the Senate. And if that happens, the Republicans are going to get totally destroyed in the midterm elections. That's what I see coming. On top of that, we have financial debt from the world, the European Union, and most of these countries now are bankrupt beyond their eyeballs. America has a debt never seen before, $20 trillion almost. Obama literally deconstructed our military, so we're not prepared to engage. Our middle class, I saw a report on Drudge yesterday, that one quarter of Americans don't have a single dollar to deal with an emergency, and 75% of people in the upper, in the middle class and lower classes don't have $1,000 to deal with an emergency like buying new tires or a breakdown of something in their home. We're on the edge of financial Armageddon, catastrophe, and what I see happening is the Democrats are stalling tax reform and other things that might get the economy going again, because they don't give a damn. If they're not in power, they're going to hissy fit until things blow up in their face. And they don't give a damn what happens to America. They want to be in power no matter what the consequences are. That's how crazy this is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right. It is. It's crazy.
It's un-American. It's like, are you kidding? And I mean, even if they say, well, we need to replace Obamacare, fix the parts now that you can. If you can't get it completely replaced, don't do things that are going to actually be saying that they're going to kill people. For example, they're saying there's, thousands of people will lose their health care completely and they'll die. But the thing is, the health care right now is already killing people because 86% can't afford the co-pays or the deductibles. And a lot of the insurance carriers are literally walking away out of the state. They're saying, hey, we'll see you later, buds. So they are down to one, and some places soon going to be none. So, you know, the Democrats can't defend us. But they're just still going to accuse the Republicans of killing people no matter what plan they put through. So I think this is a disaster waiting to happen. And we're on the edge of what I call a geopolitical and a physical civil war. Because if they kill Trump or impeach him, you're going to see millions of Americans march on Washington, D.C. This is going to be literally a new civil war that's going to occur. And people aren't prepared financially for it, are they? They don't see that.
They're not.
They don't see that. Absolutely, we have another depression occur with a collapse of the corporate debt. I've heard reports that up to 40% of corporations in America could go bankrupt before even Labor Day. Have you heard that? 40%. And do you know how much real estate is sitting out there that is being abandoned because of the expansion of Amazon? They just bought out Whole Foods, and they're going to replace a lot of workers with robots. And nobody's stopping them. Not even Trump is stopping Bezos, who's an anti-Trump maniac, who shares office space with the CIA and NSA, the No Such Agency. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. He's literally fully collaborative with the CIA and NSA. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And the fact is, if Bezos continues to rip the guts out of even other online companies, which, by the way, they're starting to come up and taking chunks of his empire away, and Walmart is likely to with Jet.com, this means this war is going to dump hundreds of millions of square feet of real estate, commercial real estate, onto the market that's highly leveraged in the whole rest of the economy to the tune of trillions of dollars. And people don't know what is going to happen. What happens when you have hundreds of, or I wouldn't say billions of square feet of real estate in every city in the United States basically vacant and going bankrupt? How many businesses have actually closed or massively reduced their store numbers because they can't compete with Amazon?
Oh, gosh. I don't even want to guess.
Well, Amazon grew in the last few years, so it's now twice the size of Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
We thought Walmart was the, you know, the king of real, marketing. And by the way, people want to be able to go to a store. And Walmart, if they get their act together, along with other companies that take out things like, I saw one called, it's a thing for dog food, dog treats, and everything like that. These niche marketing companies are going to come in and take big chunks out of Amazon because they don't provide service. Their delivery service here in North County, San Diego, is horrendous. I have German next-door neighbors in their 80s. And they delivered some meat left at the bottom down by their garbage, and 3 days later they found out, oh, my God, our stuff, freshly frozen meat, died. So, of course, they gave a big complaint to Amazon, and they got a replacement. But Amazon does the same thing. This last week, and my daughter just ordered an iPad. They left it on top of the garbage. $500 new iPad. They left on top of the garbage. It's like, not performance, you idiots. Now they think they've got control. They're just going to give us whatever the hell they want to, and we better be just satisfied with it. You know?
Right.
Not so, Amazon. I think they need to be broken up. And I think we need to not allow monopolies like this to take over and destroy the ability of mom and pop, either online shops or offline. And it's un-American. And then you get these maniacs like Bezos, who, he's got such bizarre ideas, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think so.
Bizarre ideas. Like, this guy is weird. Like, he's out of this world.
So,
what we do to tell people, well, we don't want to convince people they have to be out of cash. If they don't know by now, it's too late for you already. You're terminal. If you do know that you have a problem, that's good. It's like somebody knowing your blood pressure is too high or you're about to have a stroke or heart attack or you're probably turning diabetic. And we want to reverse that. We can use our nutriments to reverse that. But this is what's called financial nutriments. If you don't get into carrot bars, I don't have a cure for you because you're going to die financially. If they decide to do a haircut, and I get a kick out of the terms they use, haircut, they set the blade below your chin. It's like a financial ICD-9 code, which, by the way, is in the Obamacare. Do you know the guillotine is actually an ICD-9 code in Obamacare? The guillotine? Beheading is actually a treatment code in the Obamacare. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Isn't that shocking? Did you know the doctors that do something against the so-called health panels, death panels, that if a doctor does surgery on a 72-year-old and clips an aneurysm, they can get a $100,000 fine and a warning? Second violation is a $500,000 fine and up to five years in prison. Luckily, Trump got rid of that right away. But that's what was in Obamacare, because this Obama is a monster. People see this grinning idiot, and they think, oh, he's so nice, he's social, he's got friends with Jay-Z and Beyonce Knowles. He is a maniac Satanist, evil monster. Mm-hmm. And he shouldn't be 2 miles from the White House in a walled complex with Valerie Jarrett and these other people planning the seditious takeover of the government. And they got the Clintons, the most evil son and daughter of Satan himself, plotting and planning. And if Mueller was doing his real job, he'd be investigating, well, why did they give us 20% of uranium to Clinton Foundation? Why did they get millions of dollars? How come Podesta got 72,000 shares in Russian companies? Why are they involved with Pedogate? What I try to tell people is, okay, all that background's there. Let's now just get down to basics. There's 5 things you need to succeed in carrot bars. I found out that there are lots of people that play around with it a little bit, and then they don't stay consistent. In fact, I heard that John Stadtmuller here at RBN looked at it even before I did, and they never stayed with it, never marketed it, whatever. We've had people call us and say, I've been under XYZ, and their line is not doing a damn thing. I said, look, we're just consistent. We don't expect that the next person is going to pick it up and run with it. But the 11th person down line might. But if you're not consistent, you're never going to get to that 11th person, are you?
Right.
And if you're consistent, those geodes, those people that kind of pick it up and run with it, like Habakkuk, let he who reads this on tables of stone run with it, they're going to run with it, just like we run with it. When I looked at it first, I was very skeptical. I said, Michelle, I don't want to involve with this. This looks too scamtastic. Then I read some more. I said, I'm a little curious. Then I read some more. I said, oh, my God, I better do this. Then I started doing it. I realized, like, oh, my gosh. Like Charlton Heston when he was playing the miner up in, I think, Northern California with a big gold rush. I've hit the mother load. And I realized, like, if you just stay consistent. And when I found out the story with Dan Jeromo, who's in terminal heart failure, made himself a multimillionaire in carrot bars, and his wealth is still growing long after he's dead, a year and a half. I'm thinking, damn it, what a retirement setup. Why have a retirement savings plan or these other things you buy into something? Do carrot bars. You don't have to have insurance to say, well, geez, you got all these health problems, Dan Jeromo, we can't insure you. You're going to die soon, which he did. If he had had care with me, by the way, he'd probably still be alive, unfortunately. I tell people this, and they think, well, I'm just being arrogant. I said, if you listen to my advice, you'll live long and prosper, like Spock says, Baruch atah Adonai Melech Olam, that's the Hebrew for the Aaronic blessing, which I can give because I'm a Kohen. And if you don't listen to me, you're going to have a vicious and terminally short existence on this planet. Now, my people may say, well, I disagree with you. I said, you can disagree all you want. The consequences are grisly. And the same thing financially, because I see some earthquakes coming here as early as this summer, as early as next fall or next year when the midterm elections happen. And I think if people don't, if they start now, whether it's a single mother at home or a retired dentist or a financial person gets involved. I remember one of our people in New York, his name is Kino, and he may be listening. And he talked to one, he was down. He has this fruit stand. He's from Trinidad, from all kinds of exotic fruit and near Wall Street. And he's a smart guy, so he's talking to one of these Wall Street guys. And he got all excited, but then he talked to his brother, and he said, no, that's a scam, man. You can't do that. And then we came back and talked to him again at the fruit stand. And he said, no, we have senior members of the Bundestag in Germany, and major Hollywood producers are worth millions are involved. He said, you're kidding. Well, maybe I better involve, and I don't want to tell my brother off. The fact is that all you got to do is do it. You can't just kind of join and think, well, I'm going to make money because I joined. You have to call people. You have to help people. It's a helping network. If you don't act as a helper of other people so they can succeed, you won't succeed. That's what we're here for, people. If they want just motivation, if they want to know where the video clips are and so on, I want to do more video clips, by the way, with you and Pete, mm-hmm. so we can put up on our RSS network. Because mm-hmm. we not only need teaching videos, it's real simple. Show them after you get a list, show them the sizzle call, 5 minutes, some really good ones out there. Show them some videos the next day if they say, yeah, I'm interested. Sign them up with their Know Your Customer documents. Tell them that if they need help or their downline needs help, you'll help them to do the same thing. Most people are so embarrassed. I've had very few people call me and say, Dr. Diggle, I want you to hold my hand. You know, like the Beatles song, I want to hold your hand. They don't want my hand holding. They just simply say, you mean I just play a call and if their interest is not otherwise next? And what you do is you say, well, a month from now, I'll send you an email if you find it interesting, get back to me. But I'm not going to waste time with you. And that's mm-hmm. the attitude we should take. It's like, hey, I got a great opportunity here. You don't like it? I'm moving on. See ya. That actually takes people aback. They go, what, you mean you're not going to continue trying to sell me? Of course not. I got something here. It's like, I got my mom's best chocolate cake in the world, and I'm selling you a slice for a deal. You don't want to take it? Somebody else is going to be eating your chocolate cake. That's the attitude you have to have. You have to have an attitude of, like, when I have my wellness conditions, you can take the polypharmacy. I call it the harmacy, H-A-R-M. That's pretty good. Hey, instead of pharmacy, it's harmacy. Or you can minimize your drugs and take Nutrameds and other technology all the way up to stem cell therapy and heterochromic peptides, etc. And Dr. Diggle can help you to recover. But if you don't listen, you're going to have a grisly end. Well, a grisly end to our financial system is coming. Did you know the globalists plan to have the Mark of the Beast installed by 2020, 3 years from now? If Hillary had gotten in, we'd all be chipped and in the Mark of the Beast matrix by 3 years from now. Did you know that?
No,
most people are walking around there. You know what? I walk around the streets and the movie theaters and so on, and because I have really good discernment, I can hear a brain sound. I hear, they're lining up for popcorn. I hear them, they're in the stores walking around trying to get their shirts and ties. I still hear the same sound. I'm thinking, that's right. But when they hear me walking in here, woof, 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 I'm the sheepdog trying to protect the sheep. I'm not a sheep. I'm a sheepdog.
Right.
Sheepdogs have a big bite. We can bite and break the neck of a wolf. And we don't let the sheep fall over the cliff or get their leg broken or go into a big hole. But mm-hmm. I don't know how to bray. You know, I can make a braying sound, but I don't know how to bray. In other words, I'm not gonna be nice and tell people stuff so they'll believe a lie. In fact, I sometimes my wife listens to the show on Friday because she hosts it, but she sometimes thinks I just kind of kiss the butt of Donald Trump. Not. The other guys are totally demonically possessed, but Trump is being given very bad advice by stupid people, including his family members, need to shut up. And if we don't take action on this, all of us Americans, and not just Americans, people around the world, because we have downline during Caracas in Venezuela. Do you know we have mm-hmm. Venezuelan downline? These people are laughing. Do you hear the military, their attitude? Maduro, they're going to hold an election next month, and they're having riots. They've armed their own side because they've disavowed all guns, except the ones that are supporters. We're going to give 500,000 guns out to our supporters, so if the other side doesn't like it, we'll just tell them to shoot the opposition. They've actually said this. Then they had a meeting of the OAS, the Organization of American States, and Mexico and America and other nations have already called to discipline Venezuela. Venezuela says, you go to hell, in other terms, and we're leaving, and have a nice day, because I think other communist socialist empires within the OAS are also leaving, so have a nice day. We're still eating shrimp and caviar, and our people are starving to death and eating their pets, but tough luck. We're in control. That's the kind of thing that if you let the Democrats back in this country, they'll Venezuelize this country. Disarm the people, if they think they can. They try to disarm mm-hmm. us Americans, and we're gonna give us our guns back, but one bullet at a time. And I, as I said on the show, I know how to make a half a dozen weapon systems that are a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns, and I'm going to spread the technology around. If I think things are tipping over the edge and these maniacs want to get control, they're going to get a lot more than they bargained for. Because we're Americans. Mm-hmm. We're the most dangerous people on the earth when you cross us. Mm-hmm. Think the Russians are bad and the Syrians? There's nobody like us. The mongrels of the world. the offscoffing of every nation that have come here and crossbred. We're all hybrids. We're like the mongrel dog that not even a wolf would try to cross. That's what we're like, okay? So, I honestly think that people, if they don't get into care prayers now and asking for help and begging for it, please don't whine to me and say, well, God didn't tell me to do it, Dr. Deagle. I thought it would cost too much money. I'm thinking, no, it costs a little bit of time, and everybody's got a little bit of that. But if you don't do it, you won't want to see your bank account go poof, and they so-called give you a haircut, as they call it, with a blade below your chin.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. Welcome back. So, Pete, give us a 1, 2, 3 on what people need to do. I honestly think we have a pretty big audience. I mean, when they listen to the RSS feeds of our show that goes on Revolution Radio and YouTube, Patreon, Spreaker, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, all over the place, there's no excuse if they hear this word that they better get involved with CarePars. And, you know, we're trying to do some other minor modifications. You might kind of add Eutheria to make it even more transferable and transportable. Because apparently most of the big corporations, not just the online corporations in Silicon Valley or people like Amazon, already, as Jim was saying, you could even buy care bars with Bitcoin now. It's my feeling, though, that a new amalgam, which is not a fractional reserve currency, is going to be the currency that's going to be the alternative to the mark of the beast. Now, I'm going to lay out something that I find extremely important to people grasp, but they may or may not. If Donald Trump is impeached or assassinated and they replace him in the next election with a Democrat, that Democrat will be the dictator of not only their nation, America, because it'll be so divided, the only way he'll maintain control is to have a form of martial law. He'll not only use the military and cybernetic power to force all nations of the world, because remember, they tried to use an IMF and the tiny currency volume of the yuan, the Chinese currency, backed by gold, to literally be the center for the IMF to take over control of the world currency. The IMF are a bunch of criminals, but they're also idiots. The leader of America, if it goes down that dark pathway after Trump is gone, will be the beast dictator, and America will be the author and enforcer of the mark of the beast. So you Christians out there, you got to stop your 501c3 silence and get off the stick and realize if you're a Christian, you need to know the primary reason why I'm getting involved with care bars is not just to save my hide financially from disaster, it's to not take the mark of the beast. Because the mark's coming, and it will be a converted U.S. dollar. It's not going to be the dollar disappears. It's going to be a mutated dollar by a future president after Trump. Now, I don't care whether it's 4 years or 8 years or if they impeach him or assassinate him and all of a sudden there's a Mike Pence will be basically incapable of getting anything done in the next 4 years, then the next president after Trump will be a monster. Now, people need to understand those timelines mean that things are moving along very quickly. Brexit's happening. The prophecies are Britain has to be out of Europe for a rise of Fortress Europe and a military there. We're moving toward the mark of the beast where we can see everywhere there's an attack against the currency, physical money. We can see in India they get rid of two lower currencies, which are killing the untouchables because they can't involve with bank accounts. So literally every month, thousands of untouchables in India are dying because they can't even buy food. Now, if you don't see this coming, that everyone in India has an iris scan, digital fingerprints, etc., and they're all being biometrically done because it's a test thing for the largest country in the world outside China, you're not paying attention. I could say you're stupid, but stupid is not a strong enough word. Because this is coming at you like a Mack truck and you're standing in the middle of the highway. Now, the care bars is a way for you to step this aside. Now, yeah, you can, if you're in a community where you've been smart enough to be at 50 to 100 families, but we're still going to need a means of exchange, either care bar currency or cash, that allow you to actually exchange for other than turkeys or chickens or, you know, potatoes or whatever, or bullets, if there's a collapse in the economy. And if people don't think there could be a collapse, I remember my grandparents told me during the 1929 crash, people would come to their home because they had a larger acreage, and they would just work around the farm area or work around the home because they had a big home. Even during the Depression, my grandfather made money because he's always clever. Just so they could get enough food to stuff in their stomach and a place to sleep maybe in the barn or some other off building so they wouldn't freeze to death in the dark and not have food. Now, if you don't think that, that's the time when basically 95% of Americans were within 5 to 10 miles of a farm. Now 95% of Americans are not capable of even taking care of themselves. They don't even have food growing in the window. And if the power is shut off after 4 days, and it'll be shut off for several reasons. Firstly, if the water is, if you don't shut the water off after 4 days, the sewage backs up because no country in the Western world has backup power for sewage treatment. The power, if it goes out, you're not going to pump gasoline or get food. You're not going to have cars driving anywhere. You're not going to have commerce. You're going to have deadlock. And if they think this isn't going to happen, if there's a conflict with Russia, China, or Iran, you're a fool. So face it, get involved with the care bars. Don't take the mark, is what I say. Get involved with the care bars, saving gold. Get involved with the care bars, help your neighbor, your friend, your people in other countries. Get involved with the care bars.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.